Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
This is Randy Russell sitting in for my good friend Jack Block. The Biden administration and the democratically controlled Congress have made climate one of its top priorities for 2021. President Biden has named former Secretary of State John Kerry as International Climate Envoy and former EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy as Domestic Climate Advisor. At USDA, longtime climate expert Robert Bonney has been named Climate Coordinator and Deputy Chief of Staff to Secretary Tom Vilsack. No one has to tell those in agriculture about the impact of climate variability. A recent Iowa State University survey found that 81% of Iowa farmers believe climate change is occurring, and over half are concerned about its impact on their own farming operations. According to EPA, a total of 77% of total greenhouse gas emissions come from the transportation, electricity, and manufacturing industries. Agriculture is estimated to contribute about 10% of greenhouse gas emissions. Back in 2009, the Democratic-led House of Representatives attempted to oppose a cap-and-trade program for greenhouse gases. This initiative failed because it represented a top-down, government-mandated reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. Over the last 12 years, much has changed in agriculture and our view toward climate. Enormous strides have been made in developing effective measurement and verification tools for carbon captured in soil and our nation's forest. In addition, the dairy and livestock sectors have made significant strides in methane reduction through changes in feed, technology, and the use of digesters. And biofuels have been shown to play a positive role in reducing climate's footprint. So for agriculture, what does a workable and effective climate policy look like? First, agriculture must have a front row seat at the table in those discussions with Congress and the Biden administration. Second, science must drive outcomes. Third, the government should encourage and help foster the private growth of markets. Finally, great companies such as Cargill, Land O'Lakes, Bayer, Nutrien, Indigo Ag, and Corteva are already working to build and participate in such private markets. The government must incent farmers and ranchers through tax credits and other means to adopt practices to capture carbon and reduce methane emissions. With these in place, the efforts to address climate for U.S. agriculture can be a win-win, good for the environment and a revenue generator for our nation's farmers and ranchers. This is Randy Russell in Washington, sitting in for Jack Block.